For those of you who tuned in previously to the Pretty Late Show with Patty Vasquez, you know Mona. She had her parents on the air with us one night, Andrea.
Wait, is that good or bad?
It was great. Okay, well, her mom was in first, and her dad just took his sweet time getting to the studio, which has cracked me up. And as a cabbie, you would have thought he would have been there sooner, catching one of the shortcuts or something.
Right.
And your mother's originally from England.
Yeah.
So I loved watching your world travels recently as you were in England and traveling around. It's not like, I mean, I know that you were also going to the Middle East. I know you've been to South Africa, which is why you brought your good friend Shimmy Isaacs in with studio with us.
Yay.
Oh, but, she said my name right. That is so nice. Well, thank you. Well,
can I get like a point for that?
Thank you.
You get a huge point. And she said my name great.
Bonds.
Well,
you're
your
so
name.
Fluent.
Well, I've been practicing.
Wow. You're so fluent. That's funny.
Well, how did you two meet? Was this on the road in South Africa or a different tour? Yes.
And so, you know, as a good comedian, when we get there early, if we get there early and able to see the venue before we have to perform. So I went to check out the Friday before I was supposed to headline that next week. And Shimmy was filling in for she filled in for a horrible U.S. comic.
I wasn't filling in. He was just bumped
down. He was so bad. He was a New York comic who had apparently been doing it 15 years, and he had embarrassed himself throughout the entire week headlining down at Cape Town Comedy Club, that they kept bumping him from headliner to feature to guest, and then to the point where he was the whole, like, just a 5-minute opener.
Wait, you don't want to be the guest, right?
But it means you just drop by to do time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, gotcha. not shipped
so you
in
don't
from
wanna,
New York.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
And she filled in, and I was like, yo, who is this?
I have to say, though, because it's quite a big space, the Cape Town Comedy Club, and Mono was like, she was like a halo.
Isn't she though?
Dude.
I know, right?
All I'm saying is I just saw this like,
and I was in the back. And you're talking like a long, really long, narrow, high ceiling. And I was like, yo, that's a, you know, because you know, game recognizes game. You can tell a strong female comic that commanded the room, and she was the headliner.
Oh,
and I was like, that's what's up.
This is awesome. I love how you guys tell a story, and I love how you get all embarrassed by it.
Of course. I'm
but
so
while
shy.
She's recording herself,
I know,
I'm so embarrassed. I'm live streaming.
What's
wherever.
Going on?
We're Facebook
this
live
camera
again.
Camera in my face.
Checking Shimmy Isaacs.
And you, not only do you headline comedy clubs, you've also been doing solo shows, which is something. I when I explain this to people, because I do solo shows, there's something different about being able to take a performance and have it be recognizable in the topic and the themes that you're going to do, and also put it in a theater.
Yes. Well, I actually studied film, so my background is actually theater and film as a screenwriter and as a theatrical performer.
Uh-huh.
So comedy is literally one of those things that sort of fell in my lap because I was a dramatic actress and writer, and then I was broke. And
looks at me.
I needed some money, and my first audience were like a group of seniors in an old age home. So yeah, tough crowd.
Can we start wherever we can?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was good. I mean, I don't know what would 50 rand be in dollars.
Nothing.
What, maybe like, okay. So we practically
money.
Charged nothing.
Nobody cares about 50 rand.
What kind of material did you do for the retirement home?
Dude, it was Valentine's Day. I was single. They were single. You know.
I can see where this is going right now.
Yes. No. I'm not a naughty, okay. I shall say, comedian. No.
Oh,
I don't have a potty mouth.
it was about romance and seduction.
Yes. And I made them cry. I think they were just like, man, I should have married Jessica when I had the chance.
They were making
back in, like, you know, 1932. Right. Look at me now.
Hold on, time out. Is this in South Africa?
Yes.
That was a different type of South Africa in 1932.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Maybe
I'm
he couldn't
just,
marry
I'm
her.
Just saying, because I think most people from that generation marry like their sweet, like, what do you call it,
high school sweetheart.
Not even, dude, they didn't finish school, so
no.
I don't know what that would be. That would,
right,
you
great
know
school sweetheart?
Right,
that would
their
be
neighbor,
like, that would be like your farm
neighbor.
Sweetheart something,
their cousin,
the
yes.
hired hand,
yes, 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 or something.
The
like
handmaids.
That
oh boy. Oh, here we go.
I'm only laughing because what you say has great context.
Aw, thank you.
Yes.
Does it?
To the South African history. She, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So
I like that. You keep recording.
I'm going to keep recording myself.
Well, I love that Mona, when she travels, you've been coming back with these great stories about how, you know, the storytelling in other countries has had an impact on your career and the way you perceive not just the comedy in general, but the way what you want to bring.
Right.
And that's been incredible to watch, too.
Real talk. This last tour that I did, a month abroad, there's two things. Number one is, right now, the global comedy scene is being so taken for granted. It feels like Silicon Valley in the 90s. The tech booms of the 90s.
Okay.
Global comedy right now is booming faster than the industry can keep up with, number one. And number two, the Chicago style is it.
The Chicago style.
The like straight up, I'm gonna give it to you, but I'm gonna do it in a lovable way.
Right.
Yeah. Because in international scenes, it's like, listen, we don't trust anything anymore. Can you just give it to me straight? And can you do it with a little bit of love?
Right. Yeah. Right. And authenticity is what Chicagoans have always brought to stand up comedy. It's why people like Hannibal and Cameron Esposito, you know, the style of comedy that's come out of this town. And it took a long time because there was a gap between when stand up comics would go to LA. Most of them became writers on shows like Carla Felicia. They became producers and showrunners. There weren't a lot of comics from Chicago that were getting the spotlight, and that's really become, I think, the forefront right now. I think you're right about that.
Right before I went on tour, I was in Boston, and before that I did JFL, and the Chicago scene in Just for Laughs and Montreal, the most important comedy festival in history on the planet, was filled with Chicagoans.
Yeah.
And many of them are aching to come home. So we need to keep building industry here because all of them are like, I don't trust LA, I don't trust New York. I mean, some of them got big heads because they're still young out there, but other ones are like, I need to come home.
Well, the thing about doing comedy in New York and LA is that they're doing it to be seen.
Yeah.
Whereas comics here do it to work, to really create their craft.
Yeah,
I think there's a level of like craftsmanship about stand-up. I mean, in South Africa, for instance, we're extremely young. I'm one of four women known in the country.
Yeah.
And I can't even keep up.
In the country.
I'm one of four women in the country that performs at a very high level doing stand-up comedy, you know. But I also do think that, you know, South Africa is sort of under a microscope right now, especially with stand-up comedy, because like Chicago, am I saying it correctly?
Yeah.
Chicagoans, you guys.
Use guys. That's how we would say it.
Use guys. You know, because what we have to say is unique and it's fresh. And people are running out of things to recycle pretty much in LA, because that's what it comes down to.
You have the best voice and you have the best laugh. I swear, I can just listen.
Thank you so much.
The scene, the South African scene, is one of the things that's cool is that that first off, stand-up comedy and South Africa in general only just got freedom of speech. Like, you have to, like, real talk. They just got freedom of speech in the 90s. Yeah. So their scene is so young. And they've had great reverence for American culture, Black American culture, throughout apartheid, because they were living the dream. So that when stand-up came to South Africa, they took on this almost like a Black American comedy voice. And they're using stand-up comedy for a message. It's not this I'm single. If it has to go somewhere, because you got the mic now, you have to have something to say. So it's much more entertaining. It's much more, but with a message.
It's opening up the world for it both really the audience is. And for the performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I will say on that note about freedom of speech, we are under a little bit of scrutiny right now from our government. Some guys here in the United States in politics don't like what comedians are doing. So our freedom of speech is currently under threat.
Oh.
Yes. So it's a fight that I think comedians, along with the rest of South Africans, are pretty eager to take on.
Is it is it the kind of topics or issues that they try?
Yeah, but also if you're making a joke about a politician right now, I mean, our former president Jacob Zuma is pretty much what your current president, you know, with comedians. He was the topic for so many years, and I think they are trying to sort of put a stamp of hate speech on anything that has a negative sort of outlook or impact on someone's character.
But that's always been such a great tradition. We always, you know,
especially yes. all comedians yeah. say that, no matter who the president is.
Well, there's yes. there's a lot of talk about what crosses the line. I mean, when yeah. When Michelle Wolf, was it Michelle Wolf who yeah. did the correspondence yeah. dinner, and people, I mean, like the misunderstanding. And now that, okay, by the way, now that you've watched The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Do you now understand yes. the Aunt Lydia joke?
Yes.
She wasn't
yes.
talking about how she looked.
No.
See, do you?
I get it now.
Now, do you, yes. that's the thing.
Now I was see? Not. Besides, they correspondence dinner. I mean, everybody needs to, you know, leave their egos at the door, because you know, it doesn't matter who you are, yeah. they're going to poke fun at you.
But if you want to control a population, your ego is part of what drives yeah. that, right? Is that what the...
Oh, no, 100%.
Right.
100%. Look, I think let's also just real talk, as you would say, Miss Mona.
That's what's up.
If a male comedian said what Michelle Wolf said, I don't think the scrutiny around it would be as would be as big, and it wouldn't even be a topic of discussion, you know. But it is when a woman says something about another woman, it is like, oh my god, she's so BIT.
Yeah.
you know. You know, and I definitely think that gender plays an incredible part in just the reference to The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, I don't know The Handmaid's Tale, but when I saw the joke, I was like, oh, okay, she's a comedian at the correspondence dinner, and that's what they do.
That's what they do.
They yeah. rip people apart, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's right.
Let's take a break and continue our conversation with Shimmy Isaacs and Mona Abermishan. Do you have performances coming up together over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, Comedy Bar, all of it. All of it, baby.
All of it. Where can people find out the dates?
Mona.
MonaComedy.com. Apparently, I'm a manager now.
Yes.
Look at that.
MonaComedy.com to find out more about Mona's dates and with Shimmy. Shimmy, what's your like Twitter? Where would you like people to follow you?
Thank you for pointing that out. I am reachable on at Shimmy Isaacs on all platforms, darlings.
I'm going to find you right now. I mean, I can find you here, as everybody can. 312-981-7200. You're listening to The Patty Baskett Show with Andrea Darlis. More in a second. I just gave Shimmy Isaacs a heads up that someone has created a fake account.
Yeah,
with your name.
Fishing me.
Uh-oh.
I'm being fished.
I don't
even like fish.
You are. Yourself. This is surreal.
This is.
So it's make sure people know which Shimmy Isaacs.
I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know if I should feel, you know,
honored.
Like honored.
Yeah.
You know that somebody's trying to like. Be me for once,
right?
You know, that's kind of nice.
I wonder if I look for Patty Vasquez. Well, I couldn't get Patty Vasquez as my Twitter handle when I started. It was like an 8-year-old girl in California.
You kidding me?
It's true.
Seriously?
True. Yes.
Well, and she's Shimmy Isaacs 1, which is
right.
Which is,
I wish someone would try and duplicate mine.
I was going to say, maybe it's a fan. You know how they have these, you know, like Jessica Chastain fan pages.
Yeah, but then come to a show, let me see you.
I know.
Right.
I
well,
know.
And I'm so lazy on Twitter. I wish someone would shadow me and just create content.
You know what, Patty? It's because you and I, no one can spell our
yes,
last names.
Right.
That's why.
That is
what it is.
That's it. Yep. You know? Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And all the way in Chicago, I find this out.
I know. What would you
there
do without
something
me?
Something
you
know, wrong
sometimes
with
you gotta
the
do
system.
What you gotta do. You gotta come to Chicago. You gotta find the truth, all right?
Yeah.
Just saying, you gotta find the truth. You're in Chicago.
There's Patty Cakes 94. Callie Patsy. I'm sorry.
Patty Cakes. Let's go back to that. Meeting Mona Bologna at AOL.com.
Mona Bologna.
Mona Bologna.
That's not right.
This, no, you patty cakes, patty cakes. Bologna.
I know.
This is just terrible.
That's part of what got me into comedy, was being teased with patty cakes when I was in grade school. What got you into comedy, Mona? I think we've talked about this
we
before.
We have, but you know what, though? I did have a bully that his name, he would call me Mona Bologna, the big fat donut with ketchup, mustard, pickles, and onions.
That's extreme.
I'm like, that's
doesn't
a big,
even, that's even
a
rhyme.
Whole menu. First off, who's putting pickles and onions and ketchup on a donut?
Come on.
Plus, if you're from Chicago, you don't mess with ketchup, right, guys?
No.
There you go. Here. Amen, sister.
Come on.
We hold on to those things. Yeah.
That guy's probably an alcoholic. It's fine. It's fine. Guy's a loser. Yeah, he's on at night with WGN. Come on, get out of here.
Right.
It's not a good feeling when you realize, oh, they didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you know so, what? Oh, I went to my... I had the audacity to invite me to MC my own high school reunion. I'm like, you guys sure you want me to MC this reunion? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I was the fat kid in school, and I'm not anymore. Yeah. And I'm a comedian. Like, no, it's going to be fine. I said, let's do this.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I went in.
Revenge.
It was the best revenge ever.
Yeah?
That's got to feel good.
It felt great.
Yeah.
It felt great. And that guy... He was a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, come on.
I was like, what's going on, buddy?
Be nice.
And then we made out a little bit. Everything's fine. It all works out. Tomato, potato. We're good.
Oh, man. Do you ever run into people, Shimmy, that from your past? You're like,
oh, my goodness, where do I begin? So I was pretty much a loner in my days. No, but I do. And I think the funny thing is, it's obviously like the bullies. You know, we were never friends, so I never know how to react to them. Hey!
Oh, exactly.
Oh, it's you! Oh, you're so fat! Oh. You have 3 kids, man! Damn! Hold on, no husband! You? Oh, just believe in yourself. You know, just believe in yourself. You'll That's make empowering. It. You know, but I'm such a nice kid that I think I live my life above and beyond any kind of negativity. And for me, I think kindness is the best revenge, you know.
Yes, so kill them with kindness.
So I'll give them a really nice hug, you know, because I'm obviously wearing Tom Ford and I'm like, smell the money, bitch. Smell it. Can you smell it? Get up in there. Get up in there. You know. Right. You know.
Smell the success.
Smell the success. Right. You know. This is real leather. Yeah. This is real leather. Do you feel it sticking? So, yes.
Oh, that's great. And that's what's wonderful about comedy, too, is that it's cathartic. I mean, I hold on to my, I hold on to my grudges in my past in order to feed off of it. You know? To say, yeah, fuel from somewhere. Because I saw Mona look at you about, you know, forgiving people, and you're like, wow.
She's like, come on. Yeah. Kindness is the best revenge.
Not even that.
So was making out with someone and leaving them high and dry. That's the best revenge.
I think if you have an understand, like, every bully that I think I encountered in school were just super unhappy.
And for me,
it's just like, dude, you made choices that ended up where you ended up, and I made choices, you know, because I think people are just afraid. People are afraid to speak their truth. People are afraid to just be themselves, you know, and then they encounter people like us that challenges them on every level of their lives, you know, whether it's dressing weird and having your hair in a different ponytail. It's little things like that that could set them off because they just don't have the balls to do it, you know.
There you go. I agree.
Yeah. And you guys are, ponytail, by the way.
It's a braid.
It's a braid. She's a fancy.
Oh, there
She's
we go. Oh, there we go. It's a braid.
It's a braid.
It's actually a braid. You better get this right.
A braid here and a braid here, and then I bund it, and I bund it around the other one.
Got it. It's a braid.
She really is the prettiest face on radio.
Thank you so much. You shouldn't have.
We're all going to do a love fest off the air. Off the air. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Want to thank our guests, Mona Abermishan and Shimmy Isaacs, for joining us in studio. And make sure you go to monacomedy.com for their schedule.
Yes.
And we should have you back before you go back to South Africa. I know it's like 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yes, please.
I would love to be back here and have good coffee.
Okay, I'll bring good coffee. And I want to get your impression after you've been here for a few weeks of Chicago. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thus far, it's been extremely warm and welcoming. I was welcomed by a police officer.
She was literally at the arrival hall in Terminal 5.
Aww.
And
yes,
it's her and this copper. And you know what they're talking about? They're like, good pizza. He's like, you got to get to Giordano's.
Mm-hmm.
Or Umel Nadi's.
And then I said that. He's like, yeah, but it's not warm but nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So then we got in the car, and to avoid traffic, like a true Chicagoan, we pulled over to Giordano's in Rosemont, had a pizza, and she's like, there's a picture of her looking, and she's like, well, it's like a cake.
There's a few things that I'm learning. I must say, coming through passport control, I told Mona this, the passport control officer looked at my stuff and he said, oh, so you're a comedian. And then, of course, my ego kicked in. I said, yes, writer, producer, and actress. And he goes, oh, so you do all of that at once. And then I wasn't sure if it was a joke. So I just kept a straight face because, you know, he's the dude that has to let me in.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to play any.
I am highly educated. I studied film. I just wanted to let him know, man, I'm somebody.
He's like justifying yourself through the passport.
I know
agents.
A thing or two.
Awesome.
Like, let me into the country. I need to have some pizza. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
And make
nice
sure you follow.
Meet you too.
Make sure you follow the real Shimmy Isaacs on, on Twitter.
At Shimmy Isaacs. I don't sell houses.
No, not that. And Mona Comedy.com and your Twitter handle.
Mona Abermishan, but just go to monacomedy.com.
Yeah, it's easier.
We'll see you in a couple weeks before you go back.
Yay, yes, yes, please. Thank you so much. Thank you. Could it be at nighttime too?
It would be nighttime. Well, it might be earlier. If we if I do an earlier show, we'll have you back. All right.
I'm back.
You'll be fresh for boot camp and yoga.
I'll be up.
Sometimes we're on earlier if the when the White Sox are done and the Blackhawks aren't playing. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it all out. Yeah.